Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Ian, with my co-host, the everlasting in bed, Eva.
Hey, man, what's up?
And, oh my gosh, this is like a fantasy of mine, ever, because, oh, no pun intended, ever. welcome back to our special guest, Jose.
What's going on, guys?
Ever, Jose, this is my side lover when you go on vacation. So, Jose, welcome back. Appreciate it. Now we're doing this three-way dance. But before we go on to our today's topics, shout out. Oh, no, no shout out. Well, yeah, shout out to Pro Wrestling Tees for selling our merch. Link in the bio. X's Energy Drink. Oh, Ever's wearing the shirt. X's Energy Drink. Protein shakes, link in the bio as well. Also, we're on IG, TikTok. What else are we on? Oh, YouTube. Google, YouTube, Spotify, link. Everything is in the link in the bio. Like this video and subscribe. Ever, what's today's topic?
Today, let's start off with Jade Cargill. Woo-wee!
WWE. Yes. What's your thoughts on that, Jose?
I mean, it's a big opportunity. Everyone has pretty much said, you know, how she has this amazing look. She's cosplay. She's a fitness model. Right. She has charisma, you know, just for days. Everything that just kind of you look for in someone that's going to be in wrestling or sports entertainment, however you want to call it. Of course, the one drawback that's always been kind of her criticism has been her in-ring work. Mm. And to a degree, sometimes her mic skills. Which, you know, towards the end of her run with AEW, she was starting to get, you know, much, much better at it. I know she was working with Bryan Danielson from what a lot of reports were saying. So with her now at the Performance Center, with some of the trainers there, you know, sky's really the limit to what they can do with her. And they're pushing her right out the gate pretty heavy with all the media coverage they did when they announced it.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that this morning, me and Ever, how we were surprised they announced her. Well, ESPN is the one they announced it first, yeah, that she signed with WWE. And then WWE, like, made it public, like, basically, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they didn't even bother with, like, oh, we're going to save her for, like, a surprise debut at this whatever pay-per-view, like Fastlane or Raw or SmackDown, yeah, or whatever. It was more like, here she is. Here you go. They're not, like, her music comes out, and then you're like, oh, who's that? And then it's going to be her, but you're just like, whatever, we're just going to announce her right now.
Right. I mean, they've done that before, but not with ESPN. Like, they announced, like, EC3, Drew McIntyre, and stuff like that. Like, we all knew why they're there, because they sign. The question is with the NXT or WWE, usually is with NXT, but there's no rumors of what she signed, and there is
no deal. No, she's skipping. Yet. She's skipping to, like, main roster.
You would think that, right?
No, they said, I think she said already, she said she's going to be on one of them. I forgot what show she said, but Raw or SmackDown for sure. Like, there's no NXT for her.
Well, which Jose, she shows up on SmackDown. Who do you think she should feud first?
The obvious probably pick would be Charlotte, just because they're probably going to want to score the big money match. But if anything, I would say build to it. Actually have her work with Bayley.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because Bayley in her role right now, she's one of the kind of like not like Natty, but she can work with a lot of people and really make them look good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ever, if she went on Raw, what do you think should be her first feud?
I don't know. Do you want to? I mean, for her, should she go straight to the top or to go to like the mid card first? They're pushing her pretty heavy, so I don't know. I'm trying to see who's on Raw. I don't remember who's on Raw.
I have no idea. Okay, pick any woman then.
I would say she should go after Becky.
Becky. Ooh, so Becky is on Raw, so you could have just said Becky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, because then Becky is the NXT champion, so it's kind of like she's still going to go for a title, but not go for the main title, the Raw Women's Championship, but still have that like feud with Becky for the NXT title, and also, so it's kind of like she's double dipping with NXT and Raw at the same time.
I mean, she can always beat Becky,
yeah,
on Raw for the NXT Women's Championship, the NXT Women's Championship, and then go down to NXT, and she could be there for a bit till either the Royal Rumble, where she could win it, and then go on to WrestleMania, because I feel like that should be the goal right now. People may disagree, that's fine, whatever, but take like this Jose's opportunity.
Like Jose said, she's still kind of green, so I still want to like still work on her skills, especially like she's going from the AEW style kind of wrestling to like WWE style wrestling. Everybody knows that's different. AEW lets you do whatever you want. Now they're limiting stuff, not really, but now it's like you doing this style, so they should probably still make her work with a veteran like Becky and still have that kind of like, you're still kind of in NXT, but you're still on Raw. You know, like how they're double dipping with Dominic and with Becky and stuff. So do that kind of thing where it's like, you're still pretty new, but at the same time, you're still getting trained up, but you're not like facing, who's a champion right now?
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley for the title right away. You're still getting in there. And Becky's kind of like that, like you said, Bayley's for SmackDown and Becky's for Raw.
Yeah, I like that. I like both. With Becky, I personally think take Asuka out of the picture, like Bayley took Asuka out. We ain't gonna see Asuka for a few months, and then Charlotte teaming up with Jade. I feel like that would be a great tag team because that they could do the whole with MJF and Adam Cole what they're doing. You know, we should be facing each other, but right now we're gonna join forces until WrestleMania. And then with Becky, I would book the way how, and then Charlotte and then Jade face Bayley and all that, or have Jade join Bayley's team, because who's out? Dakota, right?
Dakota's out for like another 3 to 6 months.
Dakota could be like they could do the whole bloodline thing. Like Jade is the Sammy, and then Dakota could be the Jey Uso. Like I don't trust her, you know. And then have her turn face on Bayley. And then with Becky, I would have her take the NXT title off Becky and have her down in the NXT that way. Just for a few months, just till, the Rumble. But can you see, if she wins the title, whichever title, do you see a long title reign as well? We'll start off with you, Ever.
Yeah, I could see it. I mean, it could be more like how she did with the TBS title. Like carry for like almost, how long did she carry for? Like almost a year? No.
I think it was for a over while. 300. I think for it was past 2 years.
Yeah,
no?
it was almost 2 years.
No. It was not 2 years?
It was like 370 or something. Yeah, it was like 370.
So I think it was like a little bit over a year probably.
So I would see her doing that kind of thing, like that over a year kind of reign. Obviously, you want to make her look strong. You're pretty much signing. You're like, she's only the second.
It was 508 days.
So like a year and like 6 months or something like that. It's like something like that. Yeah. But like I would see her like getting the Cody Rhodes treatment. Obviously, Cody Rhodes didn't win the title or anything yet. But like because it's like you're defecting pretty much from AEW because she's only the second biggest signing to leave AEW to go to WWE. I mean, there's been people that have been in AEW before.
Right.
But they were on Dark and stuff, like Cora Jade and Thea Hale. They were all on AEW Dark, but nobody was like, Cody Rhodes or, somebody like that, that kind of level.
I don't think nobody's going to top Cody Rhodes leaving the company, but unless it's like the Young Bucks.
Kenny Omega, yeah. If one of those three, it's like, okay, AEW's done. But like, but it's like, but they're going to give her that star treatment. So I could see her having a long reign, being undefeated for a while, pretty much carry the same character she's been doing already that worked for her already,
Right. What about you, Jose?
I mean, I would say they definitely can give her a lengthy title reign because if we kind of look at how they've been for the last, since Roman really, with a lot of the titles, is that they've been giving them lengthy runs. Bianca had a year-long run as the women's champion. Gunther right now, longest reigning intercontinental champion. Roman, on a three, almost 4 year run with the top title.
But hold on, can I stop you right there? See, the problem is all those guys, the male wrestlers that you mentioned, they all had opportunities to defend the title a lot and also had some feuds into it. Bianca, on the other hand, had a long title reign, and her longest feud was with Becky, and they had one or two great matches, I believe. And it was like, and within like what, a 5-6 months period of feud from like WrestleMania, even though it started the year before Extreme Rules or SummerSlam the year before, technically, when she squashed her.
Becky came back.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then they picked up again at WrestleMania till and ended at SummerSlam. So, and then she had that feud with Damage Control as well. So she had a long reign, but she didn't have that many great matches. So that's the other problem too, where it's just like, if they give her the title and runs with it, I feel like at NXT she would do a fantastic job, but in the main roster, I don't see it to work. Like, you would have to give everybody an opportunity. Like, you can't just give Natalya, okay, Natalya's going to have a titles match next week on Raw, and then that's it. It's like, no, build it into, like, one or two feuds or pay-per-views and all that, just to have a good rivalry and also have the title mean something. Don't just give her the title and have her go through everybody, but out of those 10 women, she's only going to have two feuds with. That's going to lead to like 5 pay-per-views.
I mean, well, that's just more how the women's booking is on the main roster as opposed to NXT. Because like in NXT, and kind of to go on, back to something that Ever said earlier, as an example of like someone that Becky worked with well in NXT that made her have a great match was with Tiffany Stratton when she beat her for the NXT title. So, you know, that's a good example of like how Becky is a ring general that can help someone that's, you know, still greenish, guide them through a match. But also, NXT women's booking is way better than anything that happens that's happening on Raw or SmackDown too.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially the Raw booking. Mm-hmm. The World Heavyweight title is. Well, she's like what, defending against Natalya like 5 times and Tegan Nox the other day.
No, right.
No, that was Becky. But like, you know, like Rhea's been defending it versus Natalya like random matches. That 5-minute match they had at one pay per view was like, what was the point of that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, she had one with Zelina in Puerto Rico, but that one was a good match just for more reasons than that. But they actually did have a good match too. But that was back in April. You know, that was like, how long ago was that already?
Almost like it's gonna be a year. Yeah, it's gonna be a year.
Jeez. Well, congrats to Jaden Cargill, right? Did I say her
Jade
name?
Jade Cargill.
Who the hell is Jaden? Is that Will Smith's wife?
Oh, I think you're confusing her new ring name. They're gonna rename her to Jada Parker. I mean, that's where you get the Jada and Jade. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I did see that.
Yeah, so they probably like, because they don't want to, obviously they want to make money off the name, so they're going to be like, you know what, we're going to get you this name.
Oh, interesting. Well, what's the next topic? Forgot my name. WWE Fastlane, there we go. WWE Fastlane, they finally announced 2 matches. Seth freaking Rollins versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a Last Man Standing match, and John Cena returning. Yes, right. This is his first match since.
No, he had a match.
Well, in India. India, right? But televised.
This is Raw. His first. He had it on Raw, I think. Yeah, I think he had a match on Raw, I think.
Yeah, interesting. Anyways, John Cena is gonna face Jimmy Uso. I love Jimmy Uso. Oh my gosh, he's doing a fantastic job. And again, teaming up with Solo. 2-on-1 handicap match. There's no word. I mean, AJ Styles was supposed to be his tag team partner. Is there a chance that LA Knight may be his mystery tag team partner? We already got Jose's answer. What about you, Ever?
I can see that, but I think they say he has a clear COVID test or something first.
Oh, he's out.
So, yeah, he's out with COVID, so that's why he's been out. That's why I haven't seen him, but if he test negative, he's probably gonna be. I can see him being the tech partner.
Interesting.
And Cena and LA Knight, that's like a dream right there. Like, oh snap!
Oh yeah, that's the main event. Hey, Ever, do you remember our fantasy booking?
I think so.
When I said I put John Cena again, but it was at Cena and the Miz though.
Oh,
so I'm kind of close. So Jose. Enough, because obviously it was pre-taped, the fantasy booking. I booked the match for my fantasy booking was John Cena to face The Miz. And then I told Ever was kind of like confused, like, why would you book that? And I'm like, well, hold on, you know, I'm just giving you my lineup, and then once we tell our match, you know, you'll understand. So finally, I get to the point. I told him this was going to be my event, original main event, but I switched it. So Cena and The Miz face each other. It's a quick 5-minute match. Austin Theory and who did I say? Grayson Walker or something like that? What's his name?
Grayson Waller.
Gosh, why can't they come out with regular names?
Well, they got to copyright them, bro.
Gosh, why can't they be like Triple A? Just be Funaki 2, Funaki 3, A-Train 2. Like, god damn, be like Triple A.
Just Miz 1, Miz 2, yes. Miz 3. I mean, they're basically ripoffs on Miz's character.
Yeah, they're already, yeah, the Miz is copying like 5 people already. Like, I just don't understand why they can't just come out with regular names, man. Shoot, it's not me. Anyways. Also, I'm on Cloud 9. Well, Cloud 11 at this point. Anyways, so they all come out, attack Cena, 5-minute, like, squash match, and then, but Cena, you know, wins by DQ, and then LA Knight comes out, attacks everybody, and then LA Knight is like, nah, you guys are not going anywhere. It's going to be a tag team match. It's going to be Cena and LA Knight against you three, and a 2-on-3 handicap match, so... Yeah, so that was my fantasy booking. So I kind of, you know, I was kind of right, just with the wrong people.
I'm just excited to see Cena live.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen him live yet, so this would be awesome, especially Milwaukee, too. So we're going to see him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So excited about that. And but no, Milwaukee, we were going. Why were we going? Were we going? No, SmackDown. Yeah, we didn't even knew Cena was going to be there.
No, we just wanted to go to Milwaukee because it's like an hour drive. Yeah, hour and a half.
Same with Fastlane. Fastlane tickets were cheap. I'm pretty sure not anymore.
So, not anymore. No. Yeah, that's why we got him early.
Yeah, got him in a score.
Yeah, I was just like, shoot. And then finding out Cena was going to be there in Milwaukee, we're like, oh, that's so freaking awesome. And then he's also going to be at Fastlane and not just only be at Fastlane, he's going to wrestle. So, yes.
Oh, you know who you know I would see as a great tag team partner? The Rock.
Ooh.
I was a fantasy, but then he showed up. So I'm like, wait a minute. What if it's Cena and The Rock versus Jimmy and Sol? That's his cousins pretty much. Right. It is his cousins. Oh my god. Imagine that one.
That would be great. I didn't even thought about that. Like, I was even thinking that way. That actually would be dope. But I'm pretty sure it's not gonna be that way. I'm pretty sure they're gonna make it a handicap match. It's gonna be a squash match. So it's going to be like 5 minutes, you know? Yeah. If this was 10 years ago, it would have been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So, man, but Shinsuke Nakamura and Seth freaking Rollins, last man standing. I know we're a little too early for predictions and we don't have that much. I think they only announced 2 matches, right?
So far.
I mean, there's rumors of what to expect, but not guarantee. But Ever, who's gonna win, Cena or Jimmy and Solo?
If it's 2-on-1, I see Jimmy and Solo. I know Cena's older, he would want to.
Who's gonna get the W?
Oh, Jimmy and Solo.
No, like, who's gonna get the win, like the pin?
Oh, I think Solo. I think he's the next in line to get a run, like his like push. So I feel like he's really good, and I obviously he's part of the you know, the Noi family. So I can see him being like the next like Umaga, but better than his uncle. Or was it his uncle? Or his cousin? I forgot. Uncle. I don't even know anymore. His uncle. So I could see Solo having like that, like the next, you know, guy. Instead of Roman Reigns and stuff like that. Jimmy's on Raw. Solo's on SmackDown.
No, Jimmy's on SmackDown. Jimmy's on Raw.
Yeah, but I could see Solo doing the pin and being like, hey, I beat a Hall of Famer, you know, the guy. And then that's his way to get pushed into the next stratosphere, you know, with the WWE.
Yeah, and they'll push him. Well, they won't push him, but like Jimmy, it'll give him that mindset of, well, I could beat Cena too. I'm clearly the next Tribal Chief, you know, because it's how many of you could say that? So, and he could hold that towards what's it called? Towards Roman, obviously. But Jose, for you, who's going over, Cena or the Bloodline?
Bloodline, Cena at this point, he's just about, you know, giving back. So he's not there to, you know, take spots or take wins.
Right.
From other folks. Now, I get everything that Ever said as far as like why Solo can't get the pin, but I'm thinking also storyline wise, a lot of the interactions have been between Jimmy and John. So to go along with what you were saying about how Jimmy can, you know, lord this over, you know, everyone saying that I beat a Hall of Famer will be for Jimmy to get the pin. To get the pin, and that way he kind of has that one up in ship. Yeah. And then especially if I think if what I'm thinking is going to happen, even though they're both on opposite brands, they're going to start building to Jimmy versus Jay, probably at Philly.
Yeah.
To kind of have them start, you know, building their, you know, their stock and getting them higher. So that way, by the time they get to that match, you know, it'll be a big, big profile match.
No, I totally agree with it. Like, I don't think it should happen that soon. I think it should start slowly happening at the Rumble. It's the best time to do it, personally. So, but yeah, I personally think, I disagree with you. I think Cena should win. Screw that. I don't care.
So I have a question for both of you, though. I don't know if Jose first. If LA Knight does join Cena, who should win then?
Oh, damn.
LA Knight's fire right now. LA Knight's on fire right now. So if LA Knight does join Cena, you know, he gets negative for COVID and stuff, who do you see winning?
It depends.
Jose, go ahead.
So that is like the monkey wrench being thrown in there, and if that happens, LA Knight takes the pin there just because of how hot he is right now. You know, right now they basically, as soon as his music hits, even if he shows up as a mystery, you know, tag partner, or he shows up to make the save and then they restart the match, you know, as soon as that music hits, that crowd is going to go pop, mm-hmm. You know. So at that point, yeah, it's an LA Knight dub.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it depends on two things. If this is like the match already started, it started off as a 2-on-1, and then like LA Knight shows up in like in the last 3 minutes, 5 minutes, then yes, LA Knight and Cena should win. But if LA Knight walks in like, no, I'm going to be John Cena's partner from the start, I would say have the Bloodline win, but have a discommunication or like an argument with Solo and Jimmy after, you know, where they're like up in each other's faces and then turn around, both men get hit with their finish, you know, Cena hits Jimmy with his finish, LA Knight with his finish. And so that way the crowd could be happy and all that. And, you know, or the other way around, LA Knight and Cena win and then the Bloodline beat them down. So something like that. I just want Cena to win. Like I want, if Cena wins, I'm cool with the beatdown. But if Cena wins, then I want Cena to get the last word in, basically. You know?
So. But I agree with Jose, though. Like, Cena's now more like that Hall of Famer thing where, like, he doesn't need to win. So I could see him. I don't know. It's kind of tough for him. Why would he need to win anymore? You know, he's been winning so much.
To make
much,
the people right? happy.
Yeah, but at the same time.
The crowd. I'm driving all the way over there. I want Cena to win. All right.
Dude.
He could lose in Milwaukee.
Cena shirts? Where's your Cena shirts? Where are your Cena shirts?
I'm going to buy a Cena shirt as well. This could be Cena's last match. I want him to win. Actually, that may not be the case because rumor has it we may see Cena versus Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble because it's going to be in Cena's hometown, home state, residence, whatever.
Residency, yeah.
So what's your guys' thoughts on that? We'll go back to the Shinsuke Nakamura, but I just want to get your thoughts on this part right now.
That'd be kind of cool, actually, but I want to see how they build it because I think Cena only has up to the Milwaukee show, SmackDown. Mm-hmm. After that, he doesn't he's not booked for anything else. I think that strike is almost over too. I think the SAG after strike is
Yeah.
almost over. No, that one's still going, but the other strike is over, the writer strike. But I don't know how they're gonna build it from after that SmackDown to the Rumble. Like, is he gonna show up, or is it more like he just shows up at the Rumble? You know what I mean? Like, that's my concern about it. Like, even with Roman too, like, he's taking time off right now too. I mean, he's not gonna be at Fastlane. He's probably not gonna be at Survivor Series. Maybe he will, depends on the match. So it really depends how they build it. It'd be kind of interesting to see, but if they build it like kind of like what I said, like he just disappears at the end of October and then he shows up at the Rumble, I'd be.
What if in Milwaukee, because that's his last date, what if he announces like something like The Rock did, where it's like, hey, at the Royal Rumble, Roman's gonna be you and me at the Royal Rumble for the WWE Universal Championship.
That makes sense, but I still want to build up. Like, I want to, like,
You
he comes in the.
still need a build
No,
up
I
for
still want him
Roman
to,
and
like,
Cena?
no, but not like that. Like, it's more like if he has to like attack him, like he's gonna attack him when, like the day of the Rumble, or like he's gonna attack him on the Raw before the Rumble, or he's gonna attack him at the next SmackDown. You know what I mean? Like,
You
there's gotta
just
be something where
don't,
like,
yeah, you just, you want them, you want to see them on television every
yeah,
week,
you want you.
basically.
Not every week, but like at least like make it like a worthwhile, like, like he attacks him in the back or something. Roman attacks Cena in the back, the backstage or something at SmackDown in December or whatever. I don't know. Something like that. Like, it's just to show up, like, oh, I'm gonna see you at the Rumble. Like, okay. But there's nothing in between. You want that, like, why? Just because you announced it in October, you're gonna have a match in January? I don't
I
know.
mean,
Yeah.
it's but it's like saying about the Royal Rumble though. It's like, hey, we're gonna have the Royal Rumble at the Royal Rumble show, and it's like, well, yeah, people want to see that. It's
Yeah.
hard to build up something like that. I get where you're coming from, but it is seen on Roman where it's like, oh, okay, do you really need a build up? It's like it's like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock. Do you really need a build up for that, or would you just be happy that you're gonna get it?
Yeah.
But if it, I mean, that's rumors. Is that a possibility? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe Cena will be at the Royal Rumble match, or maybe he won't be at the Rumble. He probably would just be backstage. But Jose, what's your thoughts about that match if it does happen, or do you want it to happen, or you don't care for it?
I honestly have no interest in it if that match gets booked, mainly just because we've already seen it before. And when we saw it the last time, the stakes were different because they were really trying to like get Roman over, and Cena came in, and that's when he like torched them in that promo, which everything like that. Where now, if you kind of run it back again, Roman's a co completely different, performer now, so he'll probably just torch Cena this time around, and it kind of makes it any match with Roman between now and WrestleMania, you kind of already know what's going to happen for the most part, because there's no way Roman's dropping that belt before WrestleMania. So it maybe if they craft the story in a way that does make it interesting, then I can probably get into it. But like as it stands, like right now, if that match were to get booked, I'd be like, oh, okay, maybe cool.
I mean, they've done that before where it was like Cena was the, what's it called? He became the number one contender for the WWE Championship, and he announced that he was going to face Brock Lesnar at the Royal Rumble, even though it was like 2 or 3 months away.
Yeah.
And.
Or if anything too, if they make this the story where he's trying to go for 17 to break the record, if that's the story and they really commit to it, and that means Cena comes back more between now and then I could probably get behind it to see like, okay, make it believe that he really can, win and break the record.
Okay. No, I can respect that part. I mean, for me, it's like I'm just being because I'm a fan of Cena. So it's like
Yeah,
this,
you're
yeah.
just
So it's like, yeah, I'll be happy with, I don't really care. Yeah, would I want a story? Like Jose said, like have it, if it was like Cena saying, hey, I'm gonna face you at the Rumble because I wanna be the 17th champion, and that's the buildup for the match, great. Or like whatever said, Roman attacks Cena to the point where it's like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm gonna whoop your ass, and that's gonna happen at the Royal Rumble, and I'm gonna take your titles. Like you guys want something. Like, what's the reason for it? I just don't want you guys to announce it. But again, it's rumors, but That's personally
my problem with booking with AEW, because they just feel like they just announce matches and doesn't make me want to watch it. Like, I don't pay for pay per views like that. I'm like, I'm not gonna go pay $70 for a pay per view to like watch this match, because there's like, you just booked it the week before or 2 weeks before just because you want to have a match with each other. You know, it's right, kind of right. I don't. You want that? Like, I want a reason to watch it. Like, if I watch the NFL, right? I want to see. You know, I don't want to see the Bears and the Broncos, but I want to see who gets the first W, you know? Like,
right.
Who gets the W in this? Well, like, who's going to actually get the W? That intrigues me. Like, ooh, who's going to get the win? So it's like, you want something to, like, keep you, like, I'm going to stay up and watch this match. Like, you know, until, like, whatever, 10, 11 o'clock at night, you know, kind of thing. I'm like,
I think it gets to a certain point. I mean, I don't disagree with you, what you said about AEW, but I think it gets to a certain point where it's like when you hear a wrestler's name and then they're, you know, you just hear the whole like, hey, it's going to be Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels at this pay-per-view. And you're like, going to be like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll take it. Like, you don't, it's because it's like one of those things where it's just like, all right, yeah, of course I want to see that. But if it's something where Chris Jericho versus Christian and it's like, why? You know? I mean, I'll want to see it, but what's the reason? What's the buildup? So it really depends on who's wrestling for you to be like, give me a story, because I need something to watch it where there's certain people where it's just like Kurt Angle, you know, I'm pretty sure Gunther doesn't really have a storyline, and you talk about him more than anything ever. You know, every time he goes out there, he has a squash match, and there's ever 5-star match. There's no story. I don't care. That was a great match. So I really think it really depends on the wrestler then, or the WWE superstar. So, well, going back to Fastlane, second match announced: Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth freaking Rollins, Jose. Who's gonna be the last man standing?
Actually, I'm going to go with Nakamura on this one. I really think
this
is a chance right now, because they made his character like such a fucking good villain, like fucking foreign villain, you know, like his promos in Japanese, he's fucking sinister as shit. Sorry, didn't mean to go on there like that, but he's become real sinister, that if there was a time to kind of remedy what happened back with him and AJ were at WrestleMania, this is the chance. Even if it's like a month long run,
right?
You know, he wins it now, and then he drops it at Survivor Series. In Chicago, sets, you know, basically, you know, near hometown. You know, he has a lot of love for the Bears, and he's like a big Chicago guy too, even though he's from, you know, Davenport, Iowa. But there you have a chance to basically put it back on Rollins and then get that story ready for whatever he's going to do at the Rumble and then at WrestleMania. This can be a chance to kind of give Nakamura a little run, month long, have Seth chase him, and then just kind of go from there. And then especially with the story that they're telling with Seth's back, there's the out right there. You know, you have the back injury to go ahead and actually take the belt off of him, get Seth off TV for like, you know, 3 weeks, give him a break. I mean, he'll get a break before Moxley gets a break.
That's true. I agree with you on that. Especially with the whole, when you mentioned his back is hurt. So this is his opportunity to step away and win the title back. It just sucks because it's like, how come Seth Rollins can't miss a month or two as being champion, but yet Roman can? He's not even doing Hollywood. He's not even doing, there's no reason for him to be at home, basically. He wants to spend time with his kids and, you know, which I understand, but it's like, you know, majority of the time they're in school, right? So, you know, you can't show
especially
up. You're telling me you can't show up every Friday? Okay. I can understand Monday, you know, but whatever. Like if he was doing something, you know, Hollywood or something, that would make sense. I get he wants to be a parent and that's his number one priority, but it's like, then drop the belt, you know? But I don't know. But yeah, Seth Rollins, I personally think Seth Rollins should win. But like you said, Jose, we got a good thing going on with Shinsuke Nakamura where he just needs to win. Just have him win this moment. He could drop the belt. Why can't they just go back to like the Attitude Era where there's been times like guys like Kane, Mick Foley, the Big Show, they all won titles where you're just like, why did they win? But they had a short reign because it was just to build up a feud, or this feud needed a title, or we have to take the title off this person, so we're just going to put it on you until, you know, we come back around and finish this feud, whatever. I just don't understand why they can't do that now. And yeah, and have Seth freaking Rollins to win the title back from Shinsuke at Survivor Series. Or Shinsuke could just hold the belt over the Royal Rumble and have Seth Rollins come back then. So that's like 3 months right there, recovery. So what about you, Ever? Who you think is getting the W? Who's going to be the last man standing?
You guys are missing the X Factor in this thing, right? You're missing Damian Priest. Ooh. He still has the money in the bank. So what I'm saying is I could see Nakamura having his moment. He's him winning that Fastlane. But then, boom, Senor Money in the Bank comes out, cashes in.
See, that's my problem. Why do you want Damian to cash in on Shinsuke Nakamura?
Because it's like that moment. Remember how Josh Alexander won the title,
but and Josh, his family was there? A baby face. Shinsuke Nakamura is a heel.
But it's like for WWE, you know how petty they are, right? The WWE officials are very petty. They're like, okay, we gave you your moment, but you're going to lose it like that. You know?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing, you know? Like, WWE's petty enough to do that. They're like, oh, you guys wanted this for so long. We gave it to you, but we're going to give it for like 2 minutes. Right. And then, boom.
Yeah, I know that feeling because I watched Josh Alexander. I had mixed feelings about it because I'm like,
he's like, what?
He finally won. But he lost the belt to Moose, who was, my favorite wrestler in Impact. And I'm like, it was one of those bittersweet moments. But he's like, damn, dude, you did that in front of his wife and son?
Exactly.
God damn.
That's like when Ray won the WWE Championship. And then 2 hours later, like, Cena just, you know, swooped in and freaking pinned him for it. It's like, dude, I was so happy for Ray. Like, dude, hell yeah, he's going to get a run with this title now. Squash.
Yeah, I can see WWE doing that. See, I see WWE doing petty stuff like that. Like, you guys wanted to be champion so bad. Here you go, but we're going to give it to him for like 2 minutes.
He's a heel. So I did say this about when Ever told me about how he wants Shinsuke to win and then Damian to cash in on him. Because if you watch anime, majority of the characters are anti-heroes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that would work perfect with Shinsuke Nakamura, where he's like, I'm a bad guy, but the fans are cheering me. And that
this
gives
is redemption to the Rumble to like get it back.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. So would you give Damian Priest a long title right now?
No.
I'll give it to Survivor Series if it was my plan.
Like if it was like that?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Or triple threat at the Rumble or something, or whatever's after the Rumble. What's after the Rumble? Like Chamber? The Chamber. Chamber. Ooh, that'd be kind of nice to see him at the Chamber, though. Triple threat at the Chamber.
I would have Damian be champion. If Seth Rollins was going to be gone this long, yeah. I would have Damian and Shinsuke at the Rumble, and then Shinsuke wins at the Rumble. And that same night he wins it, Seth freaking Rollins comes out. Like, you know, to basically, like, taunt, like, hey, I'm back. And then, because I wouldn't want him. The reason why I would have him come back at the Royal Rumble match is because it just like, oh, you lost, and yet you're going to go after your World Heavyweight Championship. It's like,
he does have the number one contendership.
Like, yeah, so that's why. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, it wouldn't make sense for him to come back at the Royal Rumble, lose the Rumble, but yet he still has, you know, hey, I'm still the number one contender for the World Heavyweight Championship. So it makes it seem like the title is like a secondary title. You know, because he couldn't win the big one, or win the Rumble to go after Roman Reigns. So, but I do like that.
Oh, yeah, and to kind of go along with what you were saying there, I do kind of like that idea too. But the one thing that that has to stay the same will be Nakamura's kind of character, still be sinister, still be kind of devious and stuff like that. But this time pointed against Judgment Day, if that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of go along with that too, though, is you can probably extend if they do that, Damian having the title till the Chamber and make the Chamber match for the World Heavyweight Championship, then whoever that wins that pretty much faces the winner of the Rumble which if everything's kind of pointing to the way it's going, it's probably going to be Gunther
right.
winning the Rumble. So that way they can eventually put the title back on Seth and then put it on Gunther at WrestleMania.
Mm. I like that too. I was also going to go with, because you guys, I wasn't thinking this way until you guys mentioned the chamber. Have Damian walk in as champion and then Finn Balor's in it and Finn Balor wins the chamber.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, that goes back to that story.
Yeah. So that's like now you got like so many, because you have so many ways of doing that now if you go that direction. Because with the world title, you could have Finn Balor and Damian Priest. If you do it right, you could have a rematch with, because if you have Shinsuke Nakamura anti-heel with Seth Rollins anti-hero.
Yeah, the hero.
And then Seth Rollins as a face, you know, that's going to at WrestleMania. So you have that rematch as well. And then you have the apparently the original is Seth freaking Rollins and Gunther. So that's like so many great ideas and so many great matches that you can build up with the World Heavyweight title if it's done right. Me personally, I don't mind how you said it, like Seth Rollins wins the title at the chamber and then that way we could get Gunther and Seth freaking Rollins. But I prefer having Seth freaking Rollins having a long title reign till WrestleMania and have him drop the title at WrestleMania to Gunther. But Jose, I'm going to ask you first. Do you want to see title versus title or just the World Heavyweight Championship on the line?
Just the World Heavyweight Championship. So,
oh my, why?
No, because right now, if he's going to drop the IC title, it's going to be to Chad. Chad Gable right now, he's got that redemption arc going right now where he's going to earn his way back to getting that championship, probably at the Rumble too, where like if they open the show with Chad versus Gunther, Chad gets the win there, but then Gunther comes back at the end and wins the Rumble match. You know, you're basically getting a double, you know, double dip right there with having two good moments at start and finish.
Oh my gosh. Why do you guys hate on title versus title, both belts on the line, winner takes all?
Because I feel like WWE would just merge them together and that's like another title off.
No. So you're telling me, what? Okay, let me tell you how I'll book it. I know for a fact WWE is not going to book it that way. All right, so imagine this. Seth freaking Rollins walks in as the World Heavyweight Champion. Gunther walks in as the IC Champion. Title for title. 20-minute match. Boom. 3 power bombs. 1, 2, 3. Gunther is holding both belts. Have him win the he's holding both titles till SummerSlam. And he is defending the IC Champion against, I don't care who. Let's just say, I don't know, Otis, whatever. Ricochet. And then for the World Heavyweight title, he faces Chad Gable, right? But he beats Chad Gable, and now Chad Gable wants another opportunity. And he's like, I want to face you for both belts at the same time. And then he beats him that night. So now he's holding the World Heavyweight title and the IC title. And then I'll do whoever's Mr. Money in the Bank that year, have him cash in the same night Chad Gable won. But just to lose the World Heavyweight title, Chad Gable will still be IC champion. Boom. Ballin'. Write me my check. See, long-term bookings. I feel like by then I should be a referee by WWE. Oh, man. Oh, I love wrestling, but wrestling doesn't love me back. Anyways. Out of the people that got released in WWE, who is the one that you guys are disappointed? Disappointed? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever. Hello?
Yeah. I don't know what I could see. I mean, a lot of people I didn't know. Oh, I knew a lot of people, but like the ones I only like wish they stayed really was Shelton Benjamin.
Mm.
And
Dolph Ziggler.
I mean, no, because I kind of saw him kind of like he was just kind of like a he wasn't there as much. Besides the NXT title, he hasn't done much since the.
Yeah, since, when was that? Like, was that this year or was that last year?
This was this year, I think. Oh. Yeah, so it's like He was kind of at the last. I feel like he was on his last of his run. I felt like he was gonna. I don't know. He might not even wrestle after.
Yeah, he does. He does. He does stand up comedy, and also this was his last year with the company.
Yeah, the contract was too.
He resigned. So he's gonna leave 5 years ago. Yeah. So he was. Yeah. Rumor has it he wasn't gonna resign because he was gonna focus on. Because he gave WWE's word that he was just gonna focus on his stand up comedy, and if AEW or anybody tries to offer him a contract, that he'll let them know if he does consider like coming back to the ring, basically, because that's what he wants. He's like, don't just sign anywhere. Come to us and we'll work out a deal. It's like, so why don't you just work with him now? But the reason why Dolph Ziggler is okay what he's doing now is because he's focusing on his stand-up, because if he gets hurt, guess what, he can't do his stand-up.
Yeah, so for me, I think it's Shelton Benjamin, because I feel like he could stay just to be more of a like a leader, like a coach and PC coach. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
That'd be kind of like bore, because he's on everything. Besides, I mean, I wish he won the title and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But like, it's kind of past that time already. So he's in that moment where like, he's a better off being a trainer. So who knows? They might hire him back down the road as a trainer.
Yeah, they've done it before. So
yeah, they've done with other people. Like, oh, they get injured and become producers or whatever. Mm-hmm. I could see him doing that. I heard they might hire some people back. People that got fired back, but people that wanted the releases are gonna just not do it anymore. Like that Yulissa Leon girl from NXT, she wanted her release, so I mean, she didn't want to stay anyway. She probably is gonna do something else outside of wrestling. That's what happens to wrestlers sometimes. It's a season. You're only there for like do your 2-3 years in wrestling and then go become an entrepreneur or be a model or be a business owner. It's only like, it's sometimes for some wrestlers a season in their lives.
People know that when they go to, there's some people, obviously the ones that turned out okay.
Yeah.
They understand that it's like, I'm here. I'm just, you can't, yes, they want the opportunity. They want to be a big star, but it's like, in the end of the day, it's like, bro, I got to make some money here. You know, I got to save every penny. I got to learn the business. I got to see, I got to have a plan B because I finally made it. And obviously, you know, WWE's money comparing to indie money is there's a whole difference. So, you know, they got to make sure there's some people that play it smart. I'm pretty sure like Mustafa Ali, you know, he played his cards right where he's like, that's why he's like, I'm pretty sure he's like, I saved enough money. I don't really care. Let me go, you know. But then Dolph Ziggler was a big one. But again, we all knew Dolph Ziggler, he wasn't going to resign. And the way how they were treating him, it was because he was fine with it, because so that way he could do his stand-up. And obviously, he probably would have asked for his release if it was, you know, causing him. Like, yo, I'm getting hurt. I can't even do my stand-up and stuff like that. Ali was, you know, he was just like, what are you guys doing with me?
I'm only surprised they released him because he was actually going for the NXT title at No Mercy.
Right.
So I would have thought they would have kept him a little bit longer and just after No Mercy, like whatever the result, like just release him.
And it was like, funny because the rumor was it was gonna be a title versus career for him.
Yeah, so he's gonna be out on his way anyways too. Kind of. He wants to. I could see him doing better in Japan if anything, or like the Indies. Because he's for training. Sure. He's training here in Chicago. Like he trains like at Galley and stuff too. So I don't know. The only one I really like would miss would be Shelton Benjamin, because it's like the only one I wish he kind of kept as a other role, you know.
Yeah,
everybody else, I'm like
Benjamin. I feel like he could have been that. He could have been like the Razor Ramon guy, where it's just like, I'm just here to squash people and to see who should move up. You know, who should get a try. Like basically work with tryout people. Yeah. Like not guys like Ricochet, but guys like coming up, either even if they're coming from NXT or just be like, or just dark matches, just to be like, okay, just tryouts, you know, like, okay, cool. Hey, yeah, check this guy out. Or, nope, don't even bother. Or yeah, you know what? This guy has the look and everything, but he should go to the PC center and all that. So let's train him. You know, that's what I feel like Shelton Benjamin should have been, like the Bob Holly of the Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression. He was just there to see who, like Jose said, the gatekeeper and all that.
Yeah.
Who belongs to be here or not. That's what Shelton Benjamin should have been. But Jose, who's somebody that you are going to miss?
I would probably say Ali for the missed potential because there was so much that it probably could have been done with him.
Right.
And like he was throwing ideas, but for whatever reason, you know, I don't know if it was backstage stuff that was going on that wasn't, you know, maybe letting them people get back him up or anything like that. But at the same time, whenever he'd come out to the crowd would be crickets.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'd like cut these promos on Twitter or X, and they would get like a lot of retweets and a lot of, you know, support. So,
but then when he goes in the ring, when he's on television,
it's crickets.
Crickets.
So that's the one thing that was like, there was something there that was missing that probably could still be found. Maybe being away will do him, you know, that good. Going to Impact or even AEW or going to New Japan or NOAH, any of the other promotions that are still out, maybe he can find his way back, you know, kind of like how Cody did, not putting it that they're on the same kind of level or scale, but kind of maybe go about the same roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
Shelton is definitely one that I wish could have stayed just because he is a strong in-ring presence that he can definitely be, you know, a mid-card guy that you can put in there and he'll give you a good 5 to 10 minutes, you know, match with anyone.
For
and
sure.
Still, you could even put a mid-card title on him still probably, and just to kind of help get someone else over eventually. You know, he's such a utility player like that. Mansoor and Mace, just because they were kind of really finding their comedy role too, as, you know, kind of like Fashion Police 2.0, you know, Breezango kind of like level of comedy team that probably definitely could have gotten him some good airtime.
No, I agree with that. Everybody was kind of like, oh, okay. It was,
yeah, everyone else was like, okay.
Yeah, but Mustafa Ali kind of not surprised because, you know, he's been wanting X for his release. Well, it was only surprised because he had a title match, like Ever said. Like, why, wait, what? I thought he was going to face Dominic. But he was given an opportunity at NXT. And it's just like, even when he showed up at NXT, there was like a couple people like, oh my gosh, he's here. But that was it. And they didn't, like, he does great work. He wrestles very well. You know, he posts it on his IG, but it's like, dude, you're posting stuff where it's like, that's not even getting you over in WWE and NXT, you know? It's like you got to work on your charisma. And they finally gave him multiple opportunities and people were just not, you know, not biting into it or just couldn't get into him behind him and all that to support him or to even boo him. And the last time, I don't even know, can you even say what was his great match? I mean, obviously he has some great matches in NXT, but that was recently. But if you go back, it's like the only one I could think one is with him and Celtic Alexander at the 205 where they had the no DQ match and then the one at WrestleMania. And how long ago was that? You know, that was like, that was
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a while back.
But but it's not saying like, oh, it's not trying to take a shot at him. It was just like, sometimes, I don't know, Cena keeps setting himself. It's like, you can't make it in this business unless the fans care about you. They don't care about you. It's like, don't get mad at the people backstage, you know? So
you can't get a reaction.
Yeah. I mean, if you're getting a reaction from the fans and then the people backstage can't, you know, are not trying to work with you, then you could go ahead and be mad at them. But it's like, when you go out there, it's like, all you're doing is you're getting your oohs and ahs in the match, not before and after. That's, you know, that's why, what do you think Cena and Hogan and Ric Flair, they all wrestled the same because of how they're already getting cheered, you know, before and after. So it's like, they don't even have to do anything. You know, I'm pretty sure, how many of you guys watch PWG? They go out there and they're already chanting match of the year and then they walk away. I mean, they come back, you know, still wrestle. But it's just like, oh, it's like now they're like, oh, well, we don't have to do as much now because you, like, we already stole the show, you know.
You've already bought in.
Yeah, you already bought it. So it's like, we don't even have to do much now. I mean, obviously, because it's PWG, they still have to go and do PWG stuff. Right. It's the same thing in WWE where it's like, that's why Hogan and Cena, they call it in the ring because it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, what if they cheer for me more than they do for you? Why are we, you know? So it's like, we got to figure it out. So that's why we always saw the same match from Cena and Hogan, because it's like, one, it's easier for them to call in the ring, because it's like, you already know what I do, brother. If you mess up, that's on you. You have seen me work all the time. I've been in every main event. This is how I work with everybody. And if you have a bad match with me, it's on you. Even CM Punk said it. Alberto said it. They didn't even go over their match. They just said, I'll see you in there. Okay, cool. And Cena called every match for Alberto. And he's like, oh, you're calling it? Okay, I'm listening. Had a fantastic match every time they face each other. And Alberto and Cena, Alberto Del Rio and Punk both said it. If you have a bad match with Cena, it's on you. It's an easy day. Easy day. Just he does all the calling. You just listen to the fans. Listen to him. And if you want to call it, he'll listen to you. But you better listen to them, to the fans, because he's like, don't be doing stuff. If they're not into it, don't do it now. You know?
Right. So,
yeah. I feel like if... I don't know. It just sucks. But I personally think Ali should go to Impact. Start off from the X Division to work his way to the top. If they put this guy in the main event, he's going to drop the ball. He's not a main event player. No, I know that for a fact. I mean, yeah. I'm sorry. I love him and all that. He's great. But I don't see him as a main eventer. I really don't. I'm not saying, like, if they give him the belt and, like, let's just say he signed with Impact, he worked his way up to the top, then that's fine. But just to be like, hey, you were a former WWE guy, we're going to put you in the main event? No, don't do that. Because if you didn't even do that for Matt Cardona, you're not going to do that. Don't do that for Ali. Ali, you know, I want to see him work his way, become X Division champion, tag team, have him win all the titles. But I personally feel like Ali is going to end up in AEW because you know how Tony Khan is with Chicago.
Yeah, he needs a new Chicago name. He needs a new Chicago staple.
He is from Bolingbrook. It is not the same thing.
Well, I think we talked about before where, like, he feels like Tony treats the city like a gimmick. So if the guy's from Los Angeles, you're like, they go to Los Angeles, like, oh, he's from Los Angeles too. You know, that's his gimmick, you know? That's what you said about some people from Chicago. Like, you only see people on a Chicago shows in AEW is when it's like they're from Chicago. I'm like, okay. You know?
Nobody, like, bro, it's the marks that care about them.
It's like Sky Blue comes out in Chicago and big pop.
Yeah, but in any other city, nothing. It's just like, stop using Chicago as a gimmick, man. Like, goddamn, nobody cares. It worked once with CM Punk. That's it. You know? Yeah,
that's the only person it could work for, actually.
Yeah.
It's the only person in Chicago it could work for. Punk, everybody else are like, yeah. Eh.
But Punk in Chicago, his pop is like a 10. Everywhere else, it's like a 9 and an 8. But like Sky Blue, Ali, and all these people from Chicago, in Chicago, it's like an 8. But anywhere else, it's like a 2.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Am I wrong? It's just like they're great workers, but they focus more on the wrestling than, again, it's you gotta get the cheers on your way to the rink and outside the ring. Because you're gonna get your oohs and ahs inside the ring regardless. Because or else you wouldn't even be here. So.
Right.
You know. Oh, man. All right. Well, what's the next topic? Oh, Sammy done. This is a long episode. Sammy is done with Impact Wrestling, and I hate him for that. Thumbs up, thumbs down, stick it up right. Anyways.
Whoa.
Yeah, Sammy is gone with Impact Wrestling on the 30th, I believe, of September. He is not going to re-sign with Impact Wrestling. Where do you guys think he should go, or where would you like him to go? Sammy Callahan, by the way. Oh, Jose. We'll start out with Jose.
I mean, for sure he's going to make a stop at AEW because he already sent out a teaser with like him and Moxley back when they were younger. So that's definitely going to happen once Moxley comes back from the concussion.
I feel if Sammy would be a good replacement because Sammy was the John Moxley for Impact Wrestling.
If he goes there and stays there, that'll be his home. But if he just goes there just to, like, again, work with Moxley, get a couple things over, eventually I think I see him just in GCW.
Do they still contracts?
That I'm not sure. Because I know they, you know, Post said that, Triple H was really interested in trying to bring him back into WWE. But, you know.
With the whole, with Vince back in office, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. So I don't know how much of a chance is there for him to actually end up in WWE. So I see more of their AEW or GCW.
What about you, Ever?
Well, I don't know if you guys knew, but he has his own wrestling promotion. Revolver. So I could see him like doing what Jose says. He'll probably show up a little bit here and there with an AEW, go to GCW. But I think he'll mostly like just go around the world and do stuff. But primarily go with his own promotion, like work on his own company.
He has his own school as well, too.
Yeah, that's what, so I see like it's kind of open. Well, he kind of was doing that with Impact. But like now he could be like, you know what? I'm going to NOAH. I'm going to Big Japan, All Japan, XY, you know, any company.
Places where he could just get a paycheck, basically. Yeah.
I know NOAH's using a lot of Americans right now, too. So I could see him going there. And then GCW is in everywhere now. They go to Japan. They go to England. They go to whatever city. So right. I could see him, AEW maybe for, like, a match or two. And then GCW and Japan and Mexico, things like that.
Oh, I would love to see Sammy versus Chris Jericho. John Moxley, even team up with John Moxley as well. Christian Cage would be a nice one. Darley Evan would be a cool one too.
Wait, I was gonna say, is Sammy's dad alive? Just, you know, for the sake of Christian.
I think he is.
Okay, well then he can't work with Christian Cage because you know Christian Cage only works with if your dad's dead.
Jesus, come on, Christian Cage, you're a Christian.
Is he working with -1?
Negative.
Oh my God!
God damn!
That's gonna be
whoa!
That'd be messed up, right?
Whoa! Ever? Like,
what? Damn! I posted it online. I was like, wait,
where did this come from?
I went posted online. Like, oh God forbid, -1 works with Christian Cage.
Oh, jeez. That heat will be legendary.
Hey, he should. What did what's that guy Cody Lanes or something took off his mask? I mean, that was disrespectful, but. God damn, Christian Cage with -1. Jeez, hey man, okay. There, we saw the dark side ever. Normally, I'm the one making those jokes. I don't like this version of ever. Oh man. Well, and then Gil Kim, last rodeo again. I hate when wrestlers do this.
Oh, Mickey James?
Yeah, Mickey James. Oh, you know, if I lose the next match, I'm going to retire. It's like, no, stop. You're going to have like 8 to 10 matches. You're going to lose at the big pay-per-view. Like, I hate when people do that. They did that with Ric Flair. You know, the next time I lose, and then yet his last match was at WrestleMania against Shawn Michaels, and he obviously lost. So it's like, why can't you guys do like strikes? You know, like, oh, okay, I'm going to do, if I lose the next 3 matches, on the 3rd one I lose, I'm going to retire. Because that's going to build up, that's going to be an interesting one. Because it's like, imagine, okay, Mickey James says that, like, okay, I'm going to give myself 3 strikes. And once, obviously, by the 3rd match, if I lose, I'm going to retire. And imagine her losing the first match. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, and then losing the 2nd one, and then she starts winning from that point on until the big pay-per-view, or just break it down, you know, like the first 2 should be like random as hell. And then just wait for that 3rd one. I hate when the whole, oh, the next time I lose. And it's just like, what if the referee messes the spot, you know, 1, 2, accidentally counts 3, then what? Oh, that didn't count. Or, you know what I mean? It's just like, how do you save that? I hate when, just stop. You know, just be like, hey, you know what? My last match here is going to be at this pay-per-view, and I'm going to work my way to the Knockouts Women's Championship because I want to retire as champion, or at least say my last match was a champion. I don't want to have a regular match against somebody, you know. Something, man. Just don't be like, you know, I don't want to repeat myself. But yeah. Anyways, Mickey James, don't retire. But if you do retire, bow for glory.
Yeah, right?
Jeez. Everything about for glory. So, oh, Josh Alexander and Alex Shelley, Bound for Glory. Woo-wee! Can't wait. I wanted to see that in Emergence last year or 2 years ago. Finally get to see the rematch, the Rumble match, and then we're also going to see Will Ospreay versus the Speedball Mike Bailey. Oh my gosh, right there's two great matches. Also, I'm so glad that Moose is still at Impact Wrestling because I heard his contract was going to expire. But I think he... I'm pretty sure... Was it you ever that told me that he signed a
multi-year, yeah.
I said that. He signed a multi-year, but you said it was an extended.
I think so.
Yeah, he did sign a multi-year contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably another 5 years, probably.
I don't think they do contracts that long. I think that the max is 3 years.
Oh, three. Okay. Yeah.
That's about the average.
Yeah, because Sammy, he did an extended 2 years. His last contract was 3 years, and then he was like, I'll stay for 2 years. And, he's obviously not going to resign. Boo-hoo. I wonder if that's, like, what was his reason? I want to know what's people's reason of leaving Impact. I was always curious about that. Because Eddie Edwards has been there for 10 years. And he's everywhere, basically. I mean, he is the locker room leader because he's the only Impact guy there. Well, besides, you know, Sabin and Alex Shelley. But I think Eddie Edwards has been the longest Impact guy who has stayed there and not leave and come back, if I'm not mistaken. 10 years. 10 years is a long time.
You met him too, right? So you're like, yeah.
Yeah, my bucket list. I was so happy. Wasn't happy of the photos I took. I was like, damn, dude. I'm like having a mid conversation with Eddie Edwards and this guy is like taking photos. I didn't even know he was taking photos. I was like, damn, bro, you can at least say ready. Yeah. I'm making faces like this. I'm meeting my hero. What are you doing? Shoot. What else? Is that it for the topics?
I think we got through all of them.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wee.
Only there's another topic to add it on or something, but.
No Mercy. When's No Mercy?
This Saturday. The 30th.
This Saturday.
Oh. All right. Everett, look up for the matches, and then we'll do a quick prediction for No Mercy.
Let's see.
Nah, nah, nah. While Everett's looking up for the No Mercy lineup, and we'll give you guys our prediction for No Mercy. Links in the bio. Links in the bio. Am I saying that right? Yeah. For energy drinks, Access Energy Drinks and Protein, link in the bio. We're also on TikTok, New Entry Wrestling Pod, IG, New Entry Wrestling Pod. We're also on Spotify, Google, if you guys want to listen to our sexy voices. Ciao! And hit that like and subscribe if you're watching us or listening to us on YouTube. Hoo-hoo! And shout out to our special guest, Jose! So, just a little reminder, I am your host, Ian, and my co-host is Ever, the everlasting in bed forever. I don't know.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, I got the lineup, though.
All right, let's. This is No Mercy prediction, baby. Let's go.
So, well, it's not an order. It looks like Noam Dar versus Butch for the Heritage Cup Championship British Rules match.
Ooh, I'm gonna go with Butch. Jose,
I'll go with Noam Dar on that one.
Ever,
I'll go Noam Dar.
All right, next match.
Bron Breakker versus Baron Corbin.
Who's the face? I thought Bron Breakker was the heel.
They're both heels, I think.
Yeah, they're both heels, but the way they closed that segment on Tuesday, I mean, that probably match has much more heat on it than it probably deserves to have, but I'll say Bron.
I'm going to go with Baron Corbin.
I'll go with Baron Corbin.
All right. Next match.
Dirty Dom versus Trick Williams, special guest referee Dragon Lee for the NXT North America Championship.
Should have been Mustafa Ali, but okay. I'm going to go with Dirty Dom.
Yeah, Dominic.
Dirty Dom.
Same. Next match.
The Family, which is Antonio D'Angelo and Channing Lorenzo. They're the tag team champions versus OTM, Lucian Price and Bronco Nema. See, these guys, I don't know. The Creed brothers, Butch and Julius, and Los Lotharios, Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza for the NXT Tag Team Championships in a Fatal 4-Way.
The only team I know is, I don't even know the second team, but I'm gonna go with
Exactly.
the I'm gonna go with the Creek Brothers. Jose?
I'll say the family, La Familia.
Family ever?
Los Lotharios.
Ooh. So we got two more matches to announce, right? The main events, basically.
We have Becky Lynch versus Tiffany Stratton for an Extreme Rules match for the
Ooh.
NXT Women's Championship.
Tiffany. I feel like that's the obvious choice, right? Tiffany. So, you guys all agreed?
No.
Yeah.
No, I go for Becky.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Think for one, I think Tiffany's gonna win it eventually, but I think Becky's gonna hold it a little bit longer.
Do you think
Okay.
well, technically Tiffany tapped out, so she shouldn't even be champion. So,
Exactly.
yeah, I'm still going in that direction. What? And so the main event is for the NXT Championship, right?
Carmelo Hayes versus Elijah Dragunov.
That's a tough one.
No, I'm going for Elijah, bro.
Yeah,
Dragunov.
Dragunov is taking that. The Mad Russian.
I agree with you, but I'm gonna go with Carmelo Hayes because he is money. Money, money, money. But question, which one do you think is the main event? Becky's match or Carmelo's?
Carmelo's.
Yeah.
Interesting. Would you agree with that? Like, do you is that what you want as well?
No, yeah. I mean, even though Becky's probably the biggest name out of everyone there, that match, as good as it's going to be, I don't know if that one is a closer match.
I mean, it
Unless
is
it
a rematch too.
Yeah.
If it was the other way around where Tiffany was gonna face Becky for the title, I feel like that should have been the main event. So, but it's already been done. I think this is like the third time they're facing each other, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Think second.
Second? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Why is it an Extreme Rules match? That's what I want to know. Oh well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, not
So.
sure.
Anyways, any wrestling events that you guys are looking forward?
There's a couple local shows coming up around here in the Austin area. Sabotage is setting something up. They're a promotion that runs out of Central Texas, and they kind of actually work a lot with Mission Pro, which is Thunder Rosa's promotion here. That's based out of.
Boo.
So they got a couple of shows lined up over here that I'm going to try to go check out.
Oh, that's cool. Well, yeah, like I said, me and Ever, we got Fastlane, we got the Milwaukee show, we got Bound for Glory, and I believe that's it for me. I don't know for you, Ever. I mean, you got Survivor Series, but that's in November. I don't know what you got for October.
Well, November, I want to see. I'm going to that. There's a Lucha Vegan event, so Sexy Star is going to be there,
Ooh.
and a couple. You could have a Kingo's coming, but I'm not gonna be here that weekend, which sucks. And
Damn.
I just saw, I saw Flam oh, I saw Lady Flamer, I saw Lady
Woo,
Maravilla.
yeah, she's
Oh,
mucha
nice.
caliente. Oh
Yeah,
yes, I want to be
Sexy
the chair.
Star, and I saw Lucha House Party. I saw them live too.
Kalisto.
So, Kalisto,
Kinda.
Metalik, and Lince. Yeah.
I got trained by
So.
Kalisto. Did I ever tell you that, Jose?
No shit.
Yeah, I reffed his matches too.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't think he rem I don't think he'll remember me. I mean, I remember him. Like we were cool and all that. But I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll remember me as like that referee guy.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure that's about it. So I don't know. Yeah, I reffed his matches, and same with Ali as well. That's why I don't hate Ali. It's just like he's a cool dude, but it's just like he's a great wrestler. It's just like, come on, man, you need that charisma. He's basically a Dolph Ziggler,
Right.
which nothing is wrong with that because every company should have that. So, all right, well, before we wrap this show off, Jose, I got a game for you. It's called Guess the Pay-Per-View. So I'm going to give you a list of matches. We're going to try to keep it under 60 seconds.
Okay.
And yeah, see, basically, you let me know what the pay-per-view's name, I guess, right?
All right.
Hopefully. All right. Ever, you know what? Ever, you do the timer since you're here.
You got. Oh, I mean, well, 1 second. 1 minute. 6 yeah. Seconds.
60 right. Seconds. 60 seconds. So the timer. Guess the pay per view. Timer starts as soon as I give you the first match. Let me know whenever. Or, you got it? You're good?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, right. Let me know.
All right. New Day versus Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship. TJP versus Brian Kendrick for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Cesaro versus Sheamus in a final at the Best of 7 series. Chris Jericho versus Sami Zayn. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks and Bayley in a triple threat match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Roman Reigns versus Rusev for the WWE United States Championship. Kevin Owens versus Seth freaking Rollins for the WWE Universal Championship. Guess the pay-per-view, Jose.
Fastlane?
Nope. You got three more. Or you have a lot of guesses until the timer goes off.
Backlash?
Nope.
10 seconds.
Ooh. Big Balls?
Nope.
Survivor Series?
Ooh, nope. Final guess.
United Champions? No.
Close. It was Clash of Champions.
Clash of Champions.
In 2016. So, you were there. So, all right, Ever. Guess the pay-per-view for yourself, and you got your own timer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Ever. I am going to go. I'm going to be so mad you're going to get this wrong.
Oh, my God.
Like, already. Like, oh, my gosh. I got this. When we play these, Ever pisses me off.
What?
It's like, God damn, dude. All right, ready? Timer starts when I give you the first match. AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose versus John Cena in a triple threat match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Nikki Bella versus Carmella. Heath Slater and Rhino face the Usos for the WWE Tag Team Championship. SmackDown's Tag Team Championship. Baron Corbin versus Jack Swagger. Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz in a title versus career Intercontinental Championship match. Naomi versus Alexa Bliss. And Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. Guess the pay-per-view. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Throw some hints out there.
Backlash?
Nope, sir.
Wait, because you said Bray Wyatt was Randy Orton, right?
Yes, that was the main event.
Is it 2020?
In 2020, no.
No, so it was before The Fiend?
Yes.
Nia Champions?
Nope. AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose versus Cena for the WWE Championship. It was No Mercy 2016. Ever. What was my favorite Dolph Ziggler match?
That match, I guess.
Dolph Ziggler versus The Miz. Title versus career. And it should have been the main event.
Damn.
Oh, man. Well, all right. Well, that wraps up this show. Unless Ever you have anything for us or any games
I got one for you, Ian.
Ooh, okay, Jose, you have to watch.
This is Impact Wrestling, so you better get this right.
Wow, okay. Damn! No, all okay, right. Let's go.
Well, timer will start after the first question, right? All after right. The first one,
yeah.
VKM versus Serotonin.
Okay.
In a 3-on-2 handicap match.
Okay.
Right, my timer's good. We have the Naturals versus Sanjay Dutt and Jay Lethal.
Okay.
Daniels versus Sabin for the X Division title. Sabin. Ron Killings with Lance Hoyt versus Austin Starr and what's his name? Oh, I forgot his name. Oh, Alex Shelley. We're Christian Cage versus AJ Styles.
Okay, we're in 06.
LAX versus America Most Wanted.
Okay.
Abyss versus Sting.
Oh, Destination X.
Which one?
Destination X 06.
No.
Okay. Keep going.
And AJ Kurt Angle versus Samoa Joe.
Genesis.
The dream match. Genesis, there you go. With 3 seconds to spare.
Damn. Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, right? You get that one. Yeah, I want to get that one for nothing, bro.
Yeah, because when you said the Naturals, I was like, okay. At first, I'm thinking like 04, 05. And then you said Christian Cage. I'm like, okay, 06. And then you mentioned that match. I knew it happened in 06. I just couldn't remember what pay-per-view. And then you mentioned, wait, are you sure it was Genesis?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Because was it Abyss and Sting for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship?
Yeah, and then Angle and Samoa Joe in a dream match.
Oh, it was 07 where Christian Cage, 07 was Christian Cage versus Frankie Kazarian in a ladder match. Okay, yeah, okay. yeah, I know that part too. All right, well. Oh yeah, dude, I know too much about Impact, like more than I should.
That was good, right?
Yeah. Like, remember when I told you about the total lineup for Sacrifice? That the one that went in Orlando? You're like, dude, I get it. You went. You proved it. Okay? And in order, too. All right. Well, Jose, appreciate for being our special guest on this show. We're definitely going to have you back. I mean, you've been on the show before. But we got to do more of this three-way sandwiches. Ow. I love it. All right. Well, Ever, take us home, baby.
This will be it for this episode. I'm Ever. This is Ian. And thank you, Jose, for joining us today.
Pleasure.
And we are out.
Bye, guys. Doo-doo-doo!